with a heavy heart this morning, I'm just sharing some bad news I just received. What's going on in our communities is really tragic. It's how our young people are just really, really in a hopeless situation. I mean, this community just seems to be filled with despair. I just got word that a young man that I married, just going on 2 years now, was in the process of turning his life around from the street life. And his wife just called me and told me he was shot to death. And it's just sad what's happening to us as a people. You're looking at how we migrated, how we were brought over here illegally. And built this nation, free slave labor, and how the struggle to get free from the bondage of our oppressors. When you think about the leaders that came, Harriet Tubman, who came from the struggle, the ugly tragedy of being kidnapped and put into bondage. Nat Turner, people who have given their lives for the struggle for us to be free in a country that's designed to work against us. And over the centuries and decades that we've come this far to the year 2022, and all of the people that died on the behalf of lifting us up as a people, we find ourselves shooting each other down in the street. I can't imagine what would be so important that we'd have to take our own lives and each other's lives when the structure is already set, the system is already set up against us, mass incarceration, systematic racism, slavery, innovative slavery. We find ourselves in a society where we exchange our time for dollars. And we don't understand that God has given us gifts and skills and talents with purpose to change our scenario. Business opportunities and entrepreneurship where we can learn how to survive in a nation that's designed to destroy your life. In a capitalistic society where money is king, many of us have really come to a place where we understand true freedom. We understand peace. We understand how to be happy in a world, in a dark world. Christ came as a light in a dark world, and he is the light, the way, and the truth. And if you come to know the truth will make you free. We don't really understand our identity. We've lost our identity. It's no way that you can discover your purpose if you don't even know who you are. We got to get back to our true identity and who God called us to be, who he created us to be, fearfully and wonderfully made. What an awesome God to create us in his own image and in his own likeness, and has given us dominion and a commandment to be fruitful and multiply. To have dominion over all his creation. He's given us authority to rule and to subdue. But all we find ourselves is destroying each other. Self-destruction is the solution that we come to. Over what? What's the deal? Why are we killing each other, man? I just don't get it. Life has no value. And I think about my children and grandchildren who's coming up in a world that's dark and lost. And we just walk around like everything is fine from day to day, going about our business, going to a job. You're giving 30 and 40 years of your life, and then they give you a watch to retire and a few dollars to live from month to month. When you can empower yourself and surround yourselves with people who understand the principles of success, who understand the principles of personal development and discovering who you are, peeling back the layers of the things that you went through as a child and why you do the things you do that are not productive, the negative behavior patterns and thought patterns that we find ourselves doing, and how to better ourselves and develop ourselves to be successful, to be productive, to be fruitful, to multiply. Instead, we look for ways to destroy each other, man. It's really heart-wrenching. And I'm not on here to depress anybody or to be negative, but the truth is we are lost, man. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better. There is really no real hope. We got black people in our community who are billionaires, man, who have hundreds of millions of dollars, man. And they just sitting in the bank. They're not doing anything to uplift our communities. I'm not going to say not doing anything, but it's not enough of us to come together as a coalition, man, and really think this thing through. But it's every man for himself and God for us all. This is not God's will for us. I don't know what the answer is. Yes, I do. The answer is Jesus. The answer is the Word of God. That's what the answer is. But we're so busy running after this stuff, man, this money, these cars and all this stuff, man. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And what could you give in exchange for your soul, man? Your soul is the most valuable thing that you possess, man. Lord, help us. Ain't nobody coming to rescue us, man. The government don't care. The government is doing exactly what it's designed to do. To impoverish people and to control people, man, with the media. To keep you fearful and driven by fear and doubt and unbelief. But God came to give us hope and faith, man. Without faith, it's impossible to please God because you cannot possibly do his will. His will and word is incomprehensible, man, without faith. Man, we got to do something to change this scenario. It's no way in the world, man, that we should be shooting each other down in the streets, man. And the stuff that we see on the media, are these mass killings. And then they take these people who perpetrate these heinous crimes, man, like a walk in the park. It's obvious, man, that this racism thing has really gotten out of hand. It's not really out of hand. It's doing what it's designed to do. These people are entitled, privileged citizens. We walk around with a target on our back, and we're helping them to destroy us as a people, man. We got to get smarter than this. We got to wake up, man. There is a deliverer, and we're looking to him. I'm looking to the hills. All of my help come from the Lord. We know that nothing is too hard for God. And he came that we might have life and an abundant life. Not this misery, man. Not this mayhem and chaos in our communities, man. Lord, help us. We need you. Lord, have mercy. You're on the verge of something great. But we got to wake up and notice what we notice, man, and change the way we see things, change the way we see ourselves first. If I can't help me, I can't help you. Put the oxygen mask on your own face first, and then you're more readily able to help your brother or your sister, man. We got to empower ourselves as a people and figure out a way, man, to fix this thing. Sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it, man. I'm willing to do whatever's necessary with the resources that I have, with the people that I have, with the level of influence that I have. I'm ready today to start a change, man. I'm talking about it. Not only am I talking about it, I'm willing to take action. I'm taking action. I'm trying to open up a group home for these brothers that's coming out of this recidivism, this processed, it's a processed, designed strategy for men to come out of prison, man, and go right back to the same people, places, and things, and end right back up in prison. It's a billion-dollar industry, man. This is intentional. This is what it's designed to do. To get our young people who are impoverished, who are struggling financially, redlining and all of this, all of the crime that's going on in our communities because we don't have enough resources. And these brothers need a place to come where we can change what they think. And if you could change what a person think, you can change what a person do. If we could help people to make a series of good decisions, it's a good chance that their lives will be more productive. I've seen it happen. We've done it. We've taken strippers off of poles. We've taken drug dealers and gang bangers and people that society throw away, at-risk youth, man. And them guys walked across the stage and got their high school diplomas. Some of them went to Job Corps, the military. Some of them went to college. I've had the privilege of marrying a few of them. And this brother that just got killed, man, was a brother that reached out to me. He wanted to change his life. And he was in the process of doing that. Had lost his wife, man. Because his wife didn't want him to live the lifestyle that he was living and putting her life at risk. And he's looking to me, man, to give him some direction. I went to his house and talked to him. And while I was talking to him, man, he started talking about guns with AK-7s with silencers and all these automatic weapons. Man, a spirit of fear came over me, man. I had to get up and leave, man. And I prayed for this brother. Before I left his presence, we went outside to talk. And now I get a call, man, that this brother been shot down, man. For what? Trying to make some money slinging. And then what? Oh, this is so sad, man. This is so sad. Ain't nobody willing to do what it takes, man. Our heroes are gone. The men who are willing to die for what they believe. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, the list goes on and on. I'm willing to stand up and lose my life for what I'm talking about, man. Is there anybody out there feeling me? You're on the verge with Verge. My phone number is 773-818-7407. 773-818-7407. Call me, man. It's time to do something. Away with the talk. Let's put action behind this, man. We smart enough. God has given us enough intelligence, man. And a wherewithal with his help. But first you must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm a witness. He's changed my life. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. Call me, man. I'm serious. 773-818-7407. And get on the verge of making a difference. God bless you.